T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're talking about embarrassing injuries, and I had a very injury-filled day one day in my freshman year in high school. I was in math class, and it was those desks that were all one piece, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I leaned over to get something
and fell over,
and my whole desk tipped over. I wasn't injured, but it was embarrassing, and I had a uniform skirt on. Then that night, there was a big party. And I went to the party, and we were all outside in the backyard, and I was walking, and my foot went down this huge, I don't even know what it was. It was like
a drain?
It wasn't a drain. They were doing something in the yard, and it was this big opening, and my whole leg went down. And so then I thought, I need to go home. So I'm like, where's my coat? All the way down the hall to the left. So I walked down the hall, I saw a doorway, took a step into the doorway, I fell down the steps. I had to go to the hospital.
All one day.
Wow.
I have a friend named Joe that used to call me tumbleweed after that or something. It wasn't very good. It wasn't all that original. So we're talking about your embarrassing ways you injured yourself, and we've got Mary Kay on the line. Mary Kay was not injured, but her husband was. What was his embarrassing injury, Mary Kay?
We had a children's toy that was a basketball hoop, and it had suction cups that would allow you to stick it to the wall. So he was playing the kids, and he thought it would be fun if he stuck it to his forehead, and it stuck quite well until it was time to pull it off.
Yeah.
And he pulled it off. He had a perfectly round hickey.
Forehead. Yeah, but it's not as embarrassing for him as it is. They thought it was you, probably.
Right. No. He used makeup to try to cover it up.
Oh,
they're like, whoa, Mary Kay likes a forehead. That's awesome. Thanks for calling, Mary Kay. Katie is online, too, with her embarrassing injury story. Hey, Katie.
Hey. So we were getting ready to go to the beach for a wedding of my cousin's out in Alabama. And the night before we were leaving, my mom and I, we needed our eyebrows waxed. So I was going to wax them at home. I had the professional wax and everything. I've done it for years. And so I heated up the wax in the microwave. And when I opened up the microwave, it was like boiling. So I thought to myself, well, I can't use the wax, but I need to get rid of it. So I picked up the wax. And I thought, ooh, that's hot. I'm going to go ahead and put it in a Ziploc gallon bag and carry it out to the dumpster.
Well, that's not going to work.
So I put it in a Ziploc gallon bag, and I walked across the family room carpet to go out to the garage, and it melted the bag, obviously.
Uh-huh.
I went to put my hand underneath it to catch it so it didn't hit the carpet. And I got third-degree burns on my hands.
Oh, no!
I ruined my parents' carpet. They had to get new carpet. And my mom called 911, and I was taken by ambulance to Mercy Hospital, their burn unit.
Whoa, Katie. Eyebrows are very important.
They are. They're very important. I mean, I never got my eyebrows back.
I bet you spend the money now to go have somebody else do it.
Of course. I don't do it anymore.
But whoa,
I was at the beach for a week, and my hand was wrapped. They almost didn't want me to go. My hand was wrapped up all week. And
no swimming.
No swimming. And I had a three-year-old with me, my son with me. It was
awful. Oh, yeah, that's easy without a hand to use.
Exactly. Yeah, it was awful.
Oh, Katie. So, but I understand the brow.
Yeah, I know. It's important.
It is, Katie. And your mom even knows how important it is. You're going to do hers.
I know.
All right. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you're all mended.
Yes.
Okay. And Vonda's on the line with her. I think it's her husband, too. Hey, Vonda, what's the embarrassing injury that your husband had?
Well, you know how when you're playing around with your kids and they point their finger at you or you do something silly, you act like you're going to try to fight it?
Yes.
Well, sometimes you do it repetitively and you're successful, but then other times they get their finger in your mouth and you accidentally bite it and you're snapping really hard with your teeth. So, of course, snapped at the finger. There was no, you know, emergency room visit or anything like that, but the trust is gone now with my husband and our child because...
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show minus Jen and Tim. Tim's on the road doing some comedy. Jen is recovering from an appendectomy, and hopefully she'll get to go home today and feels great. I texted with her yesterday. We're talking about embarrassing injuries. There's a catcher that got taken out of the game, and in anger, he threw his glove down, and he injured his shoulder. So embarrassing ways. We'll get back to your calls in just a second. What'd you get on our text line?
Oh, my gosh. There's a ton here. Doing a high school choir competition and accidentally sat on their friend's steam iron before because I guess they were.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
You got to hang that
Ouch.
Up.
Broke their wrist doing the Wii dancing.
That seems like I could do that easily.
And then this is my favorite. Was at Six Flags and got run over by a moon car.
Those don't go that fast.
Maybe it could
on the track.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Kathleen is first up.
Okay, so when I was in high school, and I'm not a very sporty person at all, so we're in gym class and we're learning tennis. So we're outside on the tennis court, and we're done with class. We're wrapping up, and I'm kind of standing toward the back of the tennis court with my friends, and I'm looking at the net in the middle, and I was telling them, you know, I think if I ran really fast toward the net, I could totally jump over the net. It just doesn't look very high. And they're all laughing at me, like, no, there's no way you can do it. And I'm like, well, I'm going to try.
Oh, no.
So I just sprinted toward the net and jumped, and my feet, my sneakers got caught in the top.
Oh, of course they did.
So, yeah.
Did you fall on your face or your hands?
Well, I landed on my hands, like, trying to catch myself.
Yeah.
And that's when I broke my two middle fingers.
Oh, no.
Your what? Two little fingers?
My middle fingers.
Both the middle fingers.
So, yes.
Oh, did you have to have a cast on it and walk around?
I had to have them, you know, taped together and splinted together for a few days. So, the gym teacher, you know, she took me down to the office to call my mom, and she was laughing.
Because she knew you're not the sporty type, Kathleen.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's great. Thank you for sharing your embarrassment.
Yeah, definitely.
Have a great day. Ricky, tell us your embarrassing way you injured yourself.
Okay, so I was at work, and I felt like something was wrong with my heart or something. Of course, I was exaggerating, but I went to urgent care, and they said, did you do anything strenuous, like that you could have pulled a muscle? And I said, oh, you know what? I did ride the mechanical bull this weekend.
Oh, no.
I think that must be it.
So you pulled like a rib muscle.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Hey, I don't think that's embarrassing. I think that is cool.
Yeah.
All right. Good then.
Thanks for calling, Ricky.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Sarah's next. Hey, Sarah, what's the embarrassing way you injured yourself?
Well, I was freshman year in college, and I had just gotten broken up with on Valentine's Day. So I did what any college freshman would do and drove home, and I was getting groceries and toilet paper and loading it into my trunk, and I ended up shutting my trunk door on my face from the tip of my forehead down to my chin.
No!
And
what?
Ended up going,
Wait. What kind of car?
I have a Vibe hatchback, so it has like a pretty wide trunk.
All right.
Sarah, I know what you're talking about. I've done similar things or close to that where I've, you know, closed the trunk and hit my nose because I was too close, so I feel your pain.
So how bad were you injured?
I had two black eyes and a bruise all the way down my nose.
Whoa!
And you were single, so that's good for you.
Right. Newly single and then going back to school for my freshman year.
Oh,
bruise on my face.
Man, Sarah, that is brutal. Love hurts.
It does.
The Courtney and Company Morning Show on Y98. Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me.
Y98, congratulations to Lori Irwin of Washington Mo. She picked up a pair of tickets to see Shawn Mendes June 30th, 2019 at Scott Trade Center. Those tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. Friday? No, on Saturday, actually. Saturday at 10 a.m. Sorry. Saturday, 10 a.m., but we'll have one more shot for you to pick to win tickets tomorrow morning on the show. All right, so Kevin, we wrapped up the phone calls on embarrassing ways you injured yourself. Did that story about that Red Sox pitcher that threw down his glove in disgust and injured his shoulder by doing so. So we've been talking to people about embarrassing ways they've injured themselves. You got a ton of texts.
Yeah, and some of these I've kind of done before, like this one. Got their fingers stuck in the blenders making pudding.
What?
I don't know how it happened. I'm sure they were like got too close as they were, you know, blending the pudding together.
Yeah.
And then got their fingers stuck.
I did one time get my fingers stuck in, you know, those like Clorox wipes that you pull out.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried to, instead of opening it and putting it through, I tried to stick my finger down to grab one and pull out. Well, it's teeth. And it, like, grabbed my finger. I had to cut it off.
Yeah, I had a similar incident with a Halloween basket. It was a, you know, a jack-o'-lantern, you know, plastic. Mm-hmm. It had a hole in the bottom, and I stuck my finger in. And if we couldn't get it off, we had to cut it up. It's not fun.
All right, what else did you get?
Fell off the patio while drinking margaritas.
That's not embarrassing. That's just stellar.
And then showing off at cheer camp. And, you know, tried to do the splits. Didn't work.
They had never done the splits before?
They were doing their routine.
You can't do the splits when you haven't done them before.
No, I'm sure they had before doing their routine, you know, showing off for the other cheerleaders, you know, at camp.
Yeah.
And then went a little too far, injured themselves doing that. Pole vault to the face. Running, you know, they were pole vaulter.
Smacked themselves with the actual pole.
Well, when they went to do it, they locked the pole vault in the box.
Yeah.
And they didn't go anywhere and ran right into the pole. Ow.
Have you ever tried pole vaulting?
Yeah, I remember doing
that. Have you?
In high
I never have tried it, but I'm very curious. I should have been curious like 20 years ago.
Well, it's never too late.
Yeah, it is.
A golf injury when you let your daughter drive the golf cart.
Mom got run over?
Well, her mom had her legs out, you know, and... let the daughter drive the golf cart, and they hit a mailbox. It broke her mom's leg.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
Ouch.
Come on.
And then a couple of injuries involving scissors. An art teacher accidentally stabbed themselves in the back.
How do you do that?
I don't know. You know, you're messing around with
maybe
the scissors.
Maybe they were scratching. Like, this is a good thing to...
Maybe.
And then somebody was jumping on the bed and forgot they had scissors on there. And then they jumped. They fell. Scissors... right in the butt cheek.
Oh,
ouch.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, at least the cheek is fatty.
Yeah.
You know, that's the good news.
Oof.
Almost all these stories, I have a similar story that I've been, you know, nothing major, but it just shows you how accident-prone I am. Thank you for all your texts, all your calls. You can always text us anytime, 314-531-9898. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Quick Trip, Heart of the Road.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show, minus Tim, minus Jen. We've got Kevin, Lance, me. Sorry. we're working on, we're going to today have posted online, and I don't know if we got Lance's or not, but we're putting up, and if you have yours available, Lance, we would love it. Senior pictures of all of us.
I never had a senior picture taken.
What?
If you go to my high school yearbook from, you're talking about high school, right?
Yes.
I do not exist in my, I was a graduation speaker. There is no record of me in my senior high school yearbook. No picture, no mention of being a graduation speaker. I do not exist in my high school
yearbook. You are such an island.
Yeah.
You're like this weird, there's, why?
The day they took senior pictures, as I recall, they took them at school and I wasn't there that day.
Well, getting my senior picture taken, getting my senior picture for the post, I realized apparently I was in the Spanish club year one. I have no recollection of it. I think I just added that to make it look meatier.
Right.
Student council, Tom, and that was it. So I'm like, oh, let's put Spanish club in there. That'll be a good idea.
Yeah, I was a in some club in high school that I don't even remember what it was, but I remember I was in it. I remember there was a picture. I was in a group picture, but I don't remember what
it was. Well,
maybe
we'll just find an old picture of you. If you can find an old picture around that time. Because we're going to post, we're posting all our pictures, and we've all written updated senior quotes. So you can read what our quote would be now. But Tim did not send his senior quote in. So he... We are making it up for him, and he probably won't be happy. But the picture has so many problems in it that you will notice it as well.
Tim's picture?
His hand looks like Chubbs on Happy Gilmore. He doesn't look like he has a left arm. So we'll let you know when those senior pictures and quotes are up at Y98.com. Your 12K a day code word coming in about 8 minutes on Y98.
Word is field. Text that word to 72881 before the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000.
Yes!
Or enter it at entercomcontest.com. Again, the code word is field. Don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. The 12K a day giveaway. From Y98.
All right, that code word again is field, F-I-E-L-D. Text that to 72881. You have until the end of the hour to do that. All right, so Jen and Tim are both gone today, but I read something this morning that I thought was interesting. There's a guy that's just written a book. It's called The Clinic, and it hits shelves this week. And he spent 2 years researching zodiac signs of some of the most prolific and notorious serial killers on both both in England and in the U.S. And he came to the conclusion that Taurus, the sign Taurus, people born between April 20th and May 20th, more killers were Taurus than any other sign. He also discovered that April 24th, the birth date, and February 18th stand out as two of the days on which the most killers were born.
Ooh.
Isn't that bizarre?
Whoa. And I've got kids that are right around those days.
Well, it's not those days, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't. You're not, even if you're like the day before or after, it's those 2 dates.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he didn't say if there was a connection or if it was just a coincidence. But I looked up all of our signs to see who has the most, and there's really serial killers in every zodiac sign. But here's what it says. Jen's is Aquarius. And it says this about Aquarius. It can anger them when someone promises one thing and delivers another. They have a severe distaste for people who are boring, and they are always looking for excitement. That sounds just like Jen. And they're the big serial killers in that sign. Gary Ridgway, he's also known as the Green River Killer. And Joel Rifkin. Remember Joel Rifkin?
Yeah, that was a Seinfeld thing, too.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Tim because he's not here either. Tim's a Pisces. Here's what it says about Pisces. Pisceans don't like being alone and hate being criticized. They are compassionate and artistic, but the same has been said for many serial killers. Here are the serial killers born under the Pisces sign. That Aileen Wuornos, you know, the Charlize Theron.
Yeah. Monster.
And John Wayne Gacy.
Ooh.
That's a bad one. All right, who wants to go next? You want Kevin or Lance?
I'll go.
Okay. Let's see. Lance is what are you again?
Gemini.
Why can't I find yours?
No, why can't you?
Oh, the Gemini. The Gemini is thought to be nervous and gentle. Traits you wouldn't expect to see in a serial killer. Far from being loners, they tend to not like being alone.
Oh boy, that's nothing like me.
They also hate being confined and don't work well with routine, always seeking something different.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Their adaptability can help them to fit into any new environment and social circle, which means they can hide any dark side better than most. Ted Kaczynski, David Berkowitz.
Ooh.
Them's bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got the heavy hitters in my zodiac sign, don't I?
Kevin, What are you?
Sagittarius.
I don't know if I have you or not. I don't think I do, Kevin. I'm sorry. I forgot to get yours. Well, I can't find it, at least. I'll give you mine. I know I looked yours up. I can't find it. Libra. Often considered gentle and caring, with a severe distaste for violence. The Libra does not look like someone who would kill, let alone kill multiple times. So, if there was any connection between zodiac signs and serial killers, this would be a good sign to research. I'm perfect. I'm not a killer, at least. Far from perfect. I can't find, I don't know what I did with yours, Kevin. You have a couple. I was like, where was that coming from?
That's me born under a bad sign. That's a good...
Maybe. I hope, you know...
What, are you worried about that you're going to kill? All right, we've got your news and your extended forecast. That's all after Lance and another look at your traffic.
And our big bad of the rush.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
Welcome, Afton.
Good morning, guys.
Head of the digital department. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. What's your real title again?
Digital content manager.
It's too much.
Yeah, it is.
I like Afton's attitude. Yeah, it works.
Whatever.
It's all good.
And again, she's got a parking spot, so she doesn't care.
The best in the building.
Mm-hmm. The best.
Our boss was like, I hear them talk about your parking spot like every week. And I'm like, yeah, it's no big deal.
I want you to have one. I'm not trying to take your spot away from you.
Oh, no, I know. She just thinks it's funny.
There's other people. Okay, so who on the show? This is where Afton takes questions and then our fellow coworkers decide who on the show this fits with the most. And even though Tim and Jen aren't here today, they're still in the mix because they're part of the show. Hit us with the first one.
Okay, who on the show would get naked in front of everyone else on the show for the least amount of money?
Oh, it's not me.
No, I don't think it's
me. I don't even like to see myself naked.
I know I'm a fan of money.
Yeah, Kevin's very money motivated.
But I'm not a fan of nudity, especially my own.
Like, I try to get dressed as soon as I can.
Right.
That's a tough one. I'm going to say Tim.
I'm thinking Tim. Too, because he's the most fit.
It was Tim. Tim got 6. Kevin, you got 3.
All right.
So you're kind of
on. Does anybody want
target.
To see it? That's the other.
That's only 9. Did you?
Jen got the other one.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought she'd enjoy that.
All right. So what's next?
Who on the show wouldn't mind singing a song in front of everyone else?
I don't know. You know how,
yeah, I know how
much
you feel
I hated
about
singing Kelly Clarkson.
I don't really have a problem with it. But
I think it's Jen.
You think Jen? I think Tim, too.
Well, Lance,
Tim
too.
Or me.
Oh, Lance. Oh, yeah. All the karaoke years. Yeah. And you were in a band as well.
Yeah.
Tim Lance. Or me. It was Lance. Got the most with 4 and then Tim with 3.
Uh-huh.
So, see, our coworkers know pretty well. And then Courtney.
You're wrong, coworkers. You don't know me at all.
And then Jen.
Okay.
Who on the show has the most confidence?
Courtney.
I may play confident.
It's not real.
I ain't.
You know what? I don't know if this.
Not Kevin, for sure.
I don't know if this is the line of thinking that people would apply to it, but I think it takes a lot of guts to stand up on a stage with you and a microphone.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Tim.
It was Courtney.
Hmm.
Courtney had the most.
Play a big game.
With 4. Then
listen,
Jen.
I have confidence in the right crowd.
Right.
Like, if it's a female crowd and I'm in front of everyone, I'm totally fine. I'll tell you what I will never do again. The golf crowd at a tournament.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like me. They don't get me. They're like, who's this chick up here talking to me?
But you're one of them.
I know, but they don't embrace me as one of their own.
It's not good.
No.
Well, Jen came in 2nd, then Tim with 2, and then Lance with 1. None for Kevin. Sorry,
Kevin. Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
I'm confident about that I don't have it.
Maybe when you're wearing those new tennis shoes I got you, you'll walk with
some pride,
some swag. Style. I think so. Who on the show would make the best game show host?
Lance.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Lance.
To be selfless, I'll say Tim.
No, Tim doesn't like being in front of people talking.
Oh, really?
That's what he does. He's a comedian.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, when we do things outside
like
of here.
Like MC type stuff?
Yeah. Comedian, he's got his set.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. Like, there's a little more room for error when you're like an MC. Our coworkers think Lance.
I know, because he's got the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
If Drew Carey ever retires, man, I'll do the Price.
Oh, you'll right. have oh, a yeah. thousand times more excitement.
Yes. You would be great at that. Then Tim with three, and then Jen and Courtney. So mm-mm. something to think about.
No.
Yeah, something to think about. I'm being kind of left off this list. All.
And who on the show would spy on their significant other by snooping through their text messages?
I think you usually have a gut about stuff like that, so I don't really...
Ooh, that's tough.
I don't know. I'm a snooper by nature.
I think Jen only has a tendency to always...
Jen likes to read ahead in a book.
It was Jen.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Jen had five. Courtney, you had four, maybe because of your snoopiness.
Yeah.
And then Kevin... One.
Hey, Kevin, you got a vote.
Yay!
Thank you, Afton, for coming in. We'll see you in a week. Entertainment Schmick coming up next.
Entertainment Schmick.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today. Earlier this morning in the first Schmick, we talked about the new voice of ABC News, along with his McDonald's duties, John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Just give it to me straight. Straightforward news. Straight to the heart of the story. ABC News. Straightforward.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have announced their bridal party. I'm most excited, and I recorded it last night. Fallon had on Tish and Cord, who are going to be doing the royal wedding on HBO as those characters. And so I'll probably get up early just so I can watch them, because I think it's going to be very funny. But their bridal party is a 10-person bridal party, and it includes Prince George and Princess Charlotte. Phones are going to be seized, too, as soon as guests arrive to the church. People Magazine is saying Matt Lauer's divorce is headed for a large number, about 100 imagine. Million. But I saw other sources that said she wants a one-time payout and no spousal support. Like a one-time cash payout, two houses, and I think they're selling another house somewhere, and they're going to divide those profits as well. But the thing that really got me, if you ever look up a picture of Matt Lauer and his wife, his head is like three times the size of hers. It's crazy. Huh. They say that famous people have larger heads. This is true in his case.
I mean, I will never be famous. Ever.
No, you won't. Beyonce isn't mad at Tiffany Haddish about that story that she told people. Like, she told this little story about Beyonce getting somebody, a famous actress, biting Beyonce's face at some party. And Tiffany Haddish said, "We talked. Nobody's tripping. But that's not me. That's Tiffany saying that." But she did have to sign a non-disclosure agreement that prevents her from revealing any more of the story. Do they just have those readily available?
Wow.
Great question.
You know, like they just mail them out right away? Ed Sheeran just broke a record. He makes history and is just the 10th single to spend at least half a year in the Hot 100's top 10 for his song Perfect.
Wow.
Right? Okay, here's the rest of the top 10. Closer by the Chainsmokers, that spent 32 weeks. How Do I Live, Leanne Rimes, comes in next at 32. Uptown Funk, 31. Santana Smooth at 30. Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO is 29. And then tied for 28, That's What I Like, Bruno Mars, and You Were Meant for Me, Jewel. And Perfect is number 26, tied with one of my faves, Savage Garden. Oh, hey, just feel the love. Looks like the oldest is Jewel and Leanne Rimes. See, Backstreet Boys released their first song in 5 years. It's called Don't Go Breaking My Heart, featuring Kiki D. No, it's not true. It's not that song at all.
Aww.
All right. Earlier we talked about this Yanny Laurel thing. It started by a high school girl who was looking up vocabulary words, and she was looking up Laurel, and she heard Yanny quiz the class. The class was like divided down the middle.
Laurel.
And what did you hear there?
Laurel.
Me too.
Laurel.
Now it's causing a rift in Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak's relationship because she sent him a message saying, hey, we've had a long friendship, but I can't be friends with you anymore if you don't hear Yanny. And he replied, obviously, Laurel, who hears Yanny? And that's the end of their friendship. And then on TNT, they played it for Charles Barkley, and he heard donut because they pranked him. there's a new Whitney Houston documentary. There's one that was running on HBO for a while that I watched that was really, really good. So I'm not sure what's going to be different about this, but the trailer's online at Y98.com. But one of the highlights, Whitney Houston is talking to, I think it's Sissy. I can't remember who she's talking to. But she disses Paula Abdul. She says, Paula ain't bleep. That girl is singing off key on the record. Right?
Well, I don't think there's been any argument that Paula Abdul is not the world's strongest
singer.
No,
she had great pop songs.
Yep.
And
yeah,
incredible videos. Without the video associated with most of Paula's songs, I don't know if they would have been as big.
Probably
she was
true.
Such a great dancer and choreographer. Tonight on TV, tons of season finales. Grey's Anatomy, Supernatural, Gotham, Arrow, Life in Pieces. And a two-hour special on NBC, American Ninja Warrior All-Stars. So all your favorites will be on tonight at 8 o'clock. And then one of my favorite shows, the season premiere of Primetime, What Would You Do?
Oh, yeah.
You always think you're going to be better.
Right.
But these, oh, it is. Okay, Toto did something kind of cool, the band Toto. They were touring, and they decided to take all the toiletries that they get free at hotels and collect them and then donate them.
That's smart.
Yeah. They donated them to a charity called Glasgow East Women's Aid. It provides support for women, children, and young people affected by domestic violence. And they managed to collect a substantial amount.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I mean, because that band's gotten to the point, there's like, it used to be a five-man band, but the last picture or info I saw, and there's like 7-8 people in that band now. So, I mean, if everybody's got a hotel room on every stop of the tour, that's a lot of stuff.
All right, two more little stories. Pauly Perrette, we now have an idea of why she said all those things about being physically abused on the set of NCIS. Apparently, it all stems from Mark Harmon's dog that he used to bring to set. Remember a couple of years ago? He brought his pit bull to the set, and it bit one of the crew members.
Oh.
The crew member had to have 16 stitches, and then Mark didn't bring him by anymore, but then one day he didn't have a dog sitter and brought him, and that ended their relationship, Pauly Perrette and Mark Harmon. They stopped talking.
Oh,
she was mad
no.
at him, and she said, why did you even adopt a pit bull? So that's the story that's coming out now.
Huh.
And this year's ESPYs, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, is going to go to the victims of Larry Nassar, the gymnastics doctor. So that's good. All right, happy birthday if you are celebrating today on May 17th. You are celebrating with one of my least favorite people.
Uh-oh.
I don't have a reason for my dislike of him, but Derek Hough.
So this is... For you, this is, as opposed to me, this is like your Property Brother guy.
Yes, like Lance is not like the Scott brothers on Property Brothers. Doesn't know why.
Nope, just don't like him.
Derek Hough, I don't know. I have reasons, but he's not my favorite. How old is he, though?
31.
I thought 32 was the number I had.
He is 33.
No, okay, we're close.
How about Jordan Knight?
Oh.
Of the Backstreet Boys.
Wasn't that a new kid?
I'm sorry. You're right.
Oh, there goes my street cred.
New Kids on the Block.
51.
46.
He's 48.
Mm.
You were a little closer, Kevin.
And finally, how old is... had a lot of great ones here. Bob Saget.
Ooh. Another guy who I don't think is particularly funny.
He's real filthy.
He's very blue, but I don't find him particularly funny at all.
I don't know why. I want to say 64.
I think he's quite that old. I'm going to say 61.
62.
Oh,
okay. That's your schmig. No schmig tomorrow, I don't believe.
Nope.
Yeah, because nobody's here. Lance is here, and Kevin's here.
Mm-hmm.
You're more than welcome to do it.
Nope.
Nope, and he just pushes the button.
All right, here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
It's sponsored by BP Gasoline.
From Y98.
Low, L-O-W is your code word for the 9 o'clock hour. All you have to do is text LOW to 72881. You could win $1,000. We do it 12 times a day, and you have until the end of the hour to do so. All right, we put a bunch of great things up. When I say we, Kevin and Jamie put a bunch of great things up online today. But my favorite thing by far today is our flashback to our senior pictures.
Oh my gosh. It's so well done, so funny, and it looks, I mean, I know we're big fans of fonts, but the font.
It looks like a yearbook font.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, so all of our senior pictures are up except for not pictured Lance Hildebrand, because he didn't even get a senior picture taken. It wasn't in the yearbook, anything. But we've also updated our senior quotes, and Tim was texted and emailed many times yesterday and never sent us his quote, so we came up with one ourselves. So make sure you like his a lot, because he's not going to be happy about it. But that's what you get when you don't do the assignment. All those senior pictures are on our Y98's Facebook page. But you also put up John Travolta dancing.
Oh, so bad.
And you think John Travolta, you think, oh my gosh, John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever, Pulp Fiction. I mean, he had lots of dance scenes in his life.
Yes, and
he's lost the moves.
Oh, man.
He's lost the... I mean, I think, Kevin, you could recreate his dancing, possibly for video. Also, the graffiti criminal.
Yes.
That's up there.
And the cute toddlers. It's so cute watching these two little toddlers kiss and then, you know, giggle about it and then re-kiss. It's just adorable. Made me laugh this morning.
All right, so all that at Y98.com. If you're wondering where Jen and Tim are, they're both off today, but they will be back next week on Y98.
Grab your family, friends.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.